Hi, everybody. This is Bridget Carney from Lake Street Dive, and you are listening to WVUD and WVUD HD1 New Arc. Woo! Baby, I'm just living my life.
The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
Good evening, everybody. Mando Richard here, and tonight we're going to be talking with four Georgia boys who happened to stop by on their way home from New York City. Jack Cherry.
Hey, how's it going?
Jack Webster.
That's me.
That's you. That's all you can say is that's you?
That is my name.
And CJ?
Yep.
Glad to see you. And Howard, you left your drumsticks in the car?
I did.
Yeah. And these four young men are touring as Juan de Fuca, based out of Georgia, and starting to make a little bit of noise up and down the East Coast. Jack, what song did you pick out for us to play first?
First, we're going to listen to the single that we dropped in December of last year called AA.
Thank you.
Jack Cherry of Juan de Fuca. Why don't you tell us about that song that we just listened to, AA?
Yeah, AA I wrote originally as a garage band demo, and it was when we released it in December, we released it both as the, I guess, demo version, and then we re-recorded it with Drew Vandenberg at Chase Park and sort of ended up rewriting it as a band. I wrote it at a time when I was, I don't know a good way of phrasing this, I guess when I was just like...
not happy.
Yeah. That's the vaguest way to say it. But yeah, I was kind of struggling with personal vices. That song's really just about my sort of like spiritual disability to handle, you know, my own addiction with things. And that's kind of what a lot of the album's about, too.
CJ, does he always write songs that are that depressing?
No, occasionally we get a fun one out of him, you know. Something a little less mid-tempo, you know. But, I mean, there is, like, definitely a certain weight to everything that he writes, you know. Like, the whole album kind of has the same thing going on throughout it, you know.
Well, this was a weird album, too, for me to write because it was, like, the first thing that I released as Juan de Fuca was a tribute to a friend that I lost to suicide. And so everyone, all my friends, you know, these guys wanted to keep playing that music with me. And it sort of like morphed into more of a rock band or, you know, garage band, something that like we're comfortable or something we like grew up playing together. And so this next album, it took a step sort of beyond that, and it definitely still focuses on like mortality and things like that, but it's also...
You guys are too young to be thinking about things like that.
Yeah.
So what's the name of the new record?
Oh, it's called Solve Resolve.
Solve Resolve?
Mm-hmm.
And where can folks find that or get access to it?
So it's going to be coming out on Spotify and iTunes, and then we're doing a little mini distribution probably.
Yeah, like a limited physical release.
But we haven't actually set our date officially.
Yeah, it'll probably be by the end of the month. I mean...
End of June?
Yeah.
June, yeah, at the latest. I mean, we've got like a couple big shows towards the end of that month that could kind of, you know, co-op as like a... release event, mm-hmm. You know.
At Fest 2017.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Jack Webster, this is the second time you've stopped by the WVUD studios. Is this going to be something we see every year in the month of May? Jack Webster leads another band or drives another band to our studios or what?
Keep jumping ship on my projects, but stay very loyal to WVUD and my dude, Ricky G.
Now, you guys, are you guys basically Atlanta-based, or are you Athens, Georgia-based, or what's the scoop?
They're all Atlanta boys, like, you know, originally, but...
Well, Clark's from the Oconee County.
No, I'm not from Oconee County. I'm from Clark County. Don't dare.
That's right.
But, I mean, yeah, I grew up in Athens, and we all live in Athens, and, like, we kind of came up in the scene of Athens bands. I wouldn't say, like...
Right, yeah.
You know.
We exist in... as a band in the Athens music scene more than the Atlanta music scene. Although we're from Atlanta.
Howard, what is the Athens music scene like?
It's pretty busy. There's a lot of bands. I don't know, I guess you can make the argument that there's too many bands, but there are a lot of good bands too, which is what counts. And a lot of good places to see good bands.
Newark, Delaware, Athens, Georgia is the home of a major university.
It is, indeed.
But it's also a bigger town and a bigger university, so there's probably more talent.
Right.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of good bands. There's a lot of like good college bands, a lot of good townie bands. I mean, Howard's like one of the hardest working drummers in town. He also plays in another group called Dead Neighbors that's like looking to release their album as well, kind of in a similar position as us. And, you know, there are a lot of people in Athens that kind of do that. They play like multiple roles in many different projects. You know, it's a cool town for sure.
Yeah, Jack Webster's not the first.
So, Mr. Webster, what kind of places have you been playing on this tour? Have you been doing small clubs, house parties, been hanging out on the street? What have you been doing?
Sad house.
what do they call that where you, like, post up outside of a
busking.
Shop? Busking. Busking, yeah, a lot of busking. a lot of alleys, dark alleys. No, we've been playing
in the trash.
We've been playing in the dumpsters.
Well, that would fit Howard. Gets his sticks out and away he goes.
Yeah, we've had a cool house show in Richmond at a place called the Sad House, and otherwise it's been small venues.
Union Pool is
medium sized.
Right. We got to play at Union Pool in Brooklyn, and that was a really great experience. One of the best sound guys I've ever worked with.
Shouts out to Doug at Union
Big
Pool.
Big Doug.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
Like, actually listened to our music and made it sound.
Isn't it great when you get a sound guy like that?
Yeah.
We played a job, my band played a job last Saturday where the sound guy was not. All that.
Yeah.
Honestly, the difference in a good sound guy and a bad sound guy is just like it's always when like the sound guy actually cares. You know, like I hate it when sound guys just clearly don't care about you or about what they're doing. You know, they're not going to do their job to the fullest.
But you know, sound guys, I think they get a bad rep because they also deal with just so many terrible bands.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? And no one's looking out for the sound guy. I mean, they need a unionizer, you know, do something.
Well, let's get back and focus on Juan de Fuca, because I do believe that the next song we're going to play features Jack Webster's sister.
Yeah,
that's true. Young Faye Webster. Check her out. Awful Records, Atlanta, Georgia.
That's not a value judgment. That's the name of the label.
Yes. It's a great name. But it rings, you know, bad vibes.
And so I think, Jack Cherry, this is called
Instructional Video.
I want to tell somebody. The first part.
Juan de Fuca. And?
And?
What? You're supposed to then say the name, you know? This is live radio, you know?
Instructional video?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Instructional video. And Jack Cherry wrote it, and Jack Webster's sister, Faye, was singing along there on that as well.
I think actually also we had our buddy Andrew Cleveland playing cello on that one.
Yeah, that one kind of came...
That was very collaborative work.
That whole song kind of came together in the studio. Jack just had the chord, like the
chord chart,
the chords and the melody and the lyrics, and like we recorded the record with Drew Vandenberg, who's like someone that has recorded a lot of really great records, and he's received a lot of praise, and it definitely kind of set an expectation that like we needed to like be at our best. And I just remember like Jack pulling me aside, showing me the riff of that, and like we were trying to pretend like we knew like the song. Like the song didn't, we hadn't arranged the song. Like Howard didn't have a drum part, you know, like there was no bass part. I like wrote a keyboard part in the other room, just like thinking about the chords. And I just, and then like we plugged in my organ and just kind of like recorded the like basic instrumentation live, and didn't really have any concept of like what the song was going to be. And then kind of over time, Jack and I like recorded overdubs with Drew in my apartment. And like, that was when Andrew like was sweating in my air conditionless apartment, recording that cello part. And then we like the like kind of like background noise at the end, we just like took my tape machine and into the garden outside of my apartment, and like recorded just like the sounds of nature, and just like I don't know, it was that I just, that specifically that song, I remember there being a moment in the studio of like, okay, we have to like make it seem like we know what's going on, but like no one knew what was going on. Yeah. There was just like a don't let Drew know that we didn't do what we were supposed to do.
I think like, we blew it, and that Howard was like, okay, so what do I do? Yeah. It was just like really obvious.
Yeah.
Well, Howard, to be fair, this sounds like it's hard music for a drummer.
That song in particular, you mean?
Well, just in general, I mean, just listen to your music, the Juan de Fuca catalog of hits, it seems like it's not set for going absolutely bananas on the drums.
That's true,
you
yeah.
have to play with well, some control. And...
Yeah, and in some songs, that was like more of a challenge in the studio, especially because compared to the other band that I'm in, which is more punk rock, fewer dynamics, I'd say.
Hey man, what yeah. are you trying to say, man?
Stay with that punk rock.
But yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, that some like that song and the song Solve Resolve pose challenges in that way. But also Jack's songs lend to being able to write drum parts pretty quickly too, because I just feel like they have pretty like I don't know, like edgy rhythms.
Now the band I'm in is an old time country band, so we play live, you know, it's like you do a take. If you don't like it, you do another take.
Like yeah. full band.
The full band. Right. I mean, it sounds to me like you guys are doing a bit of layering and
well
yeah, a little bit, but the record was mostly constructed in live yeah. takes, you know.
Yeah, the meat of it was definitely
we kind of peppered it with things throughout
that
where
song
it was
is
needed.
Yeah, that song that we just listened to is definitely the most symphonic or the most like arranged yeah. in a sort of layer cake. But yeah, basically Drew, a lot of the record is just like Drew being like, all right, that was good, do it again, you know. And so, I mean, there's some
just
songs
kind of pushing
that took us like, I think, 13 takes or something.
That's not just, bad.
Yeah.
We better let you plug your website, Bandcamp, whatever you want to before we listen to one last track.
Right now we're on Bandcamp as Juan de Fuca. We're on SoundCloud. We also have a Facebook page, which is where you can get any sort of show information.
Yeah.
Instagram handle yeah. is Juande.Fuca. You can watch Jack Webster play I Should Have Been a Cowboy by Toby Keith and put cowboy hats on people.
Should have learned to rope and ride.
Yeah.
It's not
and
too
we,
late.
You know, heck, we're just a bunch of fun, fun-loving Southern
yeah,
gentlemen.
If you... are listening and you're in Georgia, definitely check out AthFest 2017. We're making a few appearances. I believe that is the weekend of like the 23rd of June.
Correct. June 23rd and 24th. We're playing Saturday at the Caledonia Day Party, June 24th. And then we're also playing that evening with Howard's other band, Dead Neighbors, our friend Gianna Justice, and our buddies the Herneys, who are also on tour right now. And they just put out a record too, so check them out.
All right, so we'll just charter a bus from here in Newark, Delaware, ourselves down there.
Yeah, exactly. Bring the whole station. Yeah. I was trying to find our Facebook actual address. It's like facebook.com/ Juan de Fuca Music.
It's Juan de Fuca Music Band.
Music Band, yeah. Facebook.com/ Juan de Fuca Music Band. And then our Bandcamp is wandafucamusic.bandcamp.com. Because if you go to wandafuca.bandcamp.com, it's a different... thing. So wandafucamusic.bandcamp.com.
You'll figure it out. If you're out there, you're wondering.
If you care enough to go this far, like you'll figure it out. If you made it through this
before we do that one last track, you gotta tell us, Jack. Mm-hmm. Juan de Fuca. Why did you choose that name? I mean, why were you picking on this Greek navigator who worked in service to the King of Spain?
So, you know, originally I named it after the tectonic plate that is
named after him.
Yeah, named after him, because geographically I thought that was a heavy symbol to me, or had some sort of, I don't know, spiritual power in some way. And that was just something that stuck out to me. And I originally used it as a solo moniker. So then the band took on the name, but I like the name because it's kind of like, you know,
unusual.
Well, yeah, and with the whole idea is that you're coming up underneath something.
And what's the name of the new record that's going to be coming out in June?
It's called Solve Resolve.
Solve/Resolve.
And we've picked out I think track number two, which is
This song's called A Place to Wait.
It also appears on Jack's debut EP, Cavern of, that came out like before the band started.
This is the only one on that.
Jack Cherry, Jack Webster, CJ Howard. Hey. Thanks very much for stopping by the music room.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD. For more information about this and other episodes of The Music Room, including selections from the interviews and information about the music, visit us online at sites.udel.edu/TMR. Tune in next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for another episode of The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.
Hey, this is Juan DeFuca from Athens, Georgia. I'm Howard.
Hey, I'm Jack.
As am I.
CJ here. And you're listening to 91.3 WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.
I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to roll and ride.